So I've got this subject I want to talk about, but it's going to take a long time, and it's going to be hit or miss, and pretty much I'll give you an overview. Before I do that, though, let me talk about something. I'll tell you how to know when a relationship's pretty much over. If two people are still together, I can still tell you when it's pretty much over. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship, a marriage, a employee, job. I can tell you ahead of time, it's obvious. It's obvious. And it's a progression too. And I'll use the etymology to do it. This is why I say etymology can save your life. It can save you from getting in a bad relationship. I'm going to lunch, so let me just do this real quick. The way you do it is really easy. Okay, so the word common, or the word communication, or the word communion are all the same words. Communion, if you do the etymology of communion, it means together, union. Communication is communion, together, union. If the communication stops, the union has stopped. If the communication has stopped, which means together, union, the union has stopped. The words don't lie. Just like the Bible. The Bible doesn't lie. The etymology of the words goes back to source. Every time you open your mouth, you're speaking words, right? And you have to use logic or it doesn't make sense, right? So the word communion has to mean what it means. So communication, when it breaks down, you know it's pretty much over. You know it's over. Now, what will happen before it breaks down is somebody's going to yell. And the reason people yell is because they feel like they're not being heard. Now, if it's a one-way communication, if they just, let me tell you how, so that's the precog. When people start yelling, it's pretty much almost over. And then once they quit yelling, because they realize yelling ain't going to do nothing, then they just quit talking. And then the union is gone. It's broken. It's completely gone. So what am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you a lot. This is not what I want to talk about. I got some other stuff I want to talk about. The AI program that's running on most people. There's programs running in every person because you're still in the flesh, but those are not really who you are. And if you're aware of those programs, you can be free. And you can only be free because of Christ in you. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So if you got a toxic situation where a person just wants to talk and doesn't care about what you're doing, you're saying, or whatever, that's usually a sign of, it might not be narcissism. It could be somebody who's been abused or been around people who, after a certain age, you can't blame your mama or your daddy or your spouse or anybody else. You're going to get healthy or you're not. And healthy communication is not one way. It's a two-way street. It's two-way. If you know everything about their life and they don't know jack about your life, they don't love you. They're not in union. They don't care about you. All they cares about is telling, look. What is a narcissist really doing? They have shame and weakness and fear and insecurities and guilt and all that stuff, right? Because they're in the narcissist is in the flesh mind. And they see you and you're strong and you're confident and you're positive because of Christ in you. And you've got the strength and the know-how and you're just content. You're just confident in Christ, which is confident in yourself because you're in Christ. Your identity's in Christ. And the narcissist doesn't have that. So the weaker vessel is going to try to get their confidence and project. I remember this when I was married. I thought, she's wanting me to do the recycling so she can tell her mom and all her people that she's recycling. She's wanting me to do this, so she can tell everybody that she's doing it and I'm doing it for her. And the projects, because it really blew my mind. But the more I've thought about it with this etymology and all, the more I realized that these people have so much insecurity that they can't be alone. They have to go and be around somebody else so they can take the identity off the other person, and all their bad stuff they project onto the other person. So there's a lot of women out there that are trying to destroy men because they the projection. So they want to destroy the man, but can never look in the mirror and say, hey, I destroyed that man. And then they go run to another one and they try to destroy another one. And all those patterns that were created in that first situation, they're going to try to apply them into the next one. And some people ain't going to put up with it. Some people ain't going to put up with it, not 1 minute. And the older you get, the more people wake up. The women and the men should be getting wiser about all those things. And the more you wake up, you realize, hey, I ain't putting up with that. This is a two-way street here. This is a two-way conversation. This is a two-way relationship. This is not somebody trying to demasculate and control and have authority over somebody and take away their identity. You understand? They're trying to project. They're trying to control. They want control. Because they want somebody to be a certain way so they can project that image out. Look, I'm in a relationship with this person and they're trying to take that identity of that person and put it on themselves because they don't have an identity. And to be honest with you, addictions tell you, the word addiction, just look it up. Just Google AI. Say, AI, is addiction an AI flesh mind program that's in the sine wave? Yes, it is. And they need Christ to break free from the repetitive repeat cycles that they can't seem to break because they don't have Christ. Because Jesus can take you out of the cycle repeat. And here's another thing. If you want to get over a relationship that you know is not really based in love, because there's no two-way communication, they want you to hear them, but they don't want to hear you. So they're just selfish. If you want to get break free from a fake reality, fake love, just unfold the word communication, and say, did they communicate? Yeah, but they only wanted to communicate what they wanted and what they wanted you to hear. They wanted to be in your mind, but they didn't want to be in your mind. In other words, they wanted you to be in their mind, but they didn't want to be in your mind. In other words, they didn't really want union. They just wanted you to be obsessed. And this is how the demons work. The demon can't possess a Christian, but it can get the Christian to obsess. So this is the queen bee syndrome. And this is the hive mind, and this is the whole system. That's why they got all the music and the TV and the radios and YouTube and Yahoo and all this and email and all this, these ads. They want you obsessed with all the drama. Hollywood, the drama, the Draco Ma system, the Draconian system wants you obsessed with everything going around you. And you better off just getting by yourself and cutting off all noise. If you can find somebody that you can really communicate with, you can grow exponentially with that person. But if there's no communication on both sides, because somebody's afraid to be triggered or their insecurities or whatever, they should be praising God that they got somebody who's willing to be patient with them so they can overcome those triggers. But they're scared because they say, well, if they see my triggers, they won't love me. I already know what they're thinking. You do too. If they see my triggers or my habits or my addictions, they won't love you. Well, use that person who does love you unconditionally, to rise up. Quit living in fear. Perfect love cast out fear. And see, this is why this is important. The etymology reveals that a person's living in fear and they're afraid to talk to you because they think you won't love them anymore. And I know I'm telling the truth, and you know I'm telling the truth. And you can see it if you just sit down and think about it.